It's a blue, bright blue Saturday.
Did you see that guy under the pier this morning?
Nope.
I thought it was a washed-up corpse until it rolled over and farted. Oh, what have you done to your hair?
Yeah, I've dyed it. It's a disguise.
Oh, wow. It's very blue, isn't it?
Well, I wanted it to be bold, you know?
Why are you in disguise?
Well, I'm being paid a lot of money to assassinate someone in half an hour. I'm about to fly over there to that island.
Oh, do you have a plane or something?
No, I can fly. Everyone can, actually. It's quite simple. I can show you if you like.
No, thanks.
Yeah, you just have to drag the cursor down here and... Look, I'm gently hovering above my chair.
Yeah, thrilling. You know, people in Australia don't play these games, so enjoy it while you can.
That's totally untrue. You see that woman sitting there on the next table with the big purple eye? She's actually playing online in Wodonga.
Yeah, well, you can marry her instead. You two can lie around, eating potato chips and playing Tetris.
Tetris.
With the curtains drawn. I will be grilling prawns and body surfing with some massive long guy.
As your employer, I should let you know that there's a customer over there.
Well, he looks kind of homeless to me.
How can you tell from the back of his head?
There's a heel of a junkie. In fact, I think it's a guy I saw this morning under the pier.
Well, I'm sure he's gagging for a cup of the finest tea in Brighton, then.
Ah, hi there. What can I get you?
Hello?
Karen, are you okay?
You fainted.
Did I? Oh, that's weird.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm fine.
Here, I got you a glass of water.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for that, mate. Sorry about this.
No, you're right. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, she's fine. She just didn't have any breakfast yet. Now, where were we? Did I get round to taking your order? What was it you wanted?
Karen, don't you think you should...
We could do with the business, couldn't we? A bit more spending money?
Yeah, look, don't worry. I can go somewhere else.
Maybe that'd be best. Just give us a bit of time to...
Vinny! The man looks like he could do with a feed.
No, look, you're right. I'll come back another time.
Well, don't leave it too long. We're going to be gone in a week.
Why, where are you going?
We're moving to Australia. We're getting married, actually. Karen's Australian, so you might have noticed...
Right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Okay. Sorry again about that. Must have given you a fright.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. I hope you feel better.
Have a nice day. Freak.
Oh, give him a break. The poor little guy looked as white as you did.
Well, he could do with a wash.
What was that all about, anyway?
Nothing. I'm fine.
You don't think you're...
No, there is no danger of that, I can assure you. Oh, I just need a bit of fresh air.
What's this, then?
Choked up with smog like the rest of this grubby little island.
Well, no one asked you.
I mean, look at this beach. You don't even have proper sand.
There's a sandy bit down there.
Come on. I'm hungry. Cook me something.
I've missed my assassination now.
I am going to drop that laptop off the pier. Then you can swim off some of your winter coat.
Hello? It's me. Listen, I've found her.
Well, I presume the system was designed by a person, wasn't it? It didn't just hatch out of an egg. Well, someone somewhere has some say in how it works and could make an exception. Yes, I'll hold.
Problems?
Yeah, I think it'd be easier for me to try and single-handedly track down whoever stole my bag than it is to get this replacement passport. Oh, hang on. Yes, hello, I'm here. What? Oh, man. I just went through all this with the last person. It was stolen months ago, along with half my stuff. I don't have my birth certificate or any other forms of ID. They were stolen. No, I don't have any relatives. I was fostered out as a kid. I have an old Blockbuster card. That has my name on it. Okay. I'll do that. No, you've been incredibly helpful. Thank you.
I thought it was all sorted out.
Oh, me too, but apparently there's some delay.
Well, we're cutting it quite fine. Should we try and put the wedding back a bit?
No, it'll be fine. I promise. This time next week, we will be in Australia.
Oh, I just don't want my all-terrain sandals to go to waste.
Oh, I hope that thieving little runt got some good times out of my stuff. She's probably in Jamaica by now.
How do you know it was a she?
Eh?
Well, I thought you never saw the person. I thought they came up behind you and lamped you over the head.
Oh, back off, Columbo. They did. But I just remembered something last night when I couldn't sleep.
Ah, is that why you were rolling around like a sick toddler?
From the station in London before I came down here. This girl who kept looking at me, I reckon it was her.
Well, maybe they could check the CCTV or something.
They've probably wiped it by now. Anyway, it wouldn't help to prove my identity.
Well, there must be someone back home who can vouch for you.
I still can't get hold of my foster mum. She moved out of the bay and I've lost touch with all the other kids.
Well, I just don't understand how there can't be anyone.
I will keep trying, okay? I'm not great at keeping in touch. I'm a free spirit.
Okay. Now, there's a customer over there and I think she might have a bit of a thing for you.
What?
The woman in the enormous sunglasses. She's been checking out your ass for the last 5 minutes. Oh, not anymore. Now she looks slightly embarrassed.
Well, she probably caught sight of your terrifying pink face. Hi there. What can I get you?
Sorry. What did you say?
Would you like a drink or something?
What do you have?
Pretty much what you'd expect. It's all on the little laminated cart there in front of you. I call it the menu.
Oh, right.
Do I have something on my face?
Oh, no, sorry.
So, you want me to come back in a sec?
Oh, no, I'll have a water. Just a tap water.
Okay, I may need to encourage you to spend some money.
Oh, yes, of course. I'll have some crisps. Beef. Does that flavour still exist?
Yes, it does. I'll be right back with the proof.
You're engaged.
Sorry?
I just noticed your ring. Very pretty.
Oh. Yeah, thanks. Argos.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of a joke. We're not really into the whole marriage thing, but I quite like it now. Anyway, go get your crisps. Jeez, I think you're right. I felt like she was trying to peel my skin off with her eyes.
Looks like you broke her heart.
Eh?
Well, something's caused her to beat a hasty retreat.
Oh, yeah.
Guess she couldn't control herself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Does she recognise you?
I don't think so.
So what do we do now?
Nothing. The situation's very delicate. I need to get some advice.
What? So I'm just meant to sit here?
I need you to be level-headed.
Yeah.
So leave it with me for now, okay? Just stay in London. Don't go back down there. Stuart?
Yeah, fine, I gotta go.
Who was that?
Survey.
What about?
I don't know. I told him to piss off.
Oh, charming. Where is she?
In the other room. Thanks for coming over again. I got you a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of them ones from the chiller. They're supposed to be better quality than the frozen ones. It's got olives on. Hope you like it.
I'll let you know.
I won't be gone long. I'm going to...
Stuart, I don't want to know where you're going or what funny business you're getting up to. Just don't leave me hanging round all night.
Of course. Just don't touch the video. It's set to record.
Oh, Stuart, no. You're not still doing that.
Do you want a cake?
No, thanks. I just had a cereal bar.
No, a wedding cake. I'm just looking at the restaurant's website.
Oh, I don't mind. Will there be enough people to eat one?
Well, I think my mum will have a good go. Look, you can get one made from cheese. Or pate. That is disgusting. Look at this, Karen. Karen? Karen?
Hi.
What are you doing?
Drying my hair.
In front of the window. Are you trying to put on some kind of erotic display for the neighbours?
No, I'm just taking an interest in life on the street. Oh, what are you doing? Pretending to be a medieval warlord or something?
No, I'm trying to find the perfect dessert for our special day. What's going on? This whole meal was your idea in the first place. I'd have been happy with a Subway.
Nothing. Just tired. It must be that baby bawling all night. I can't get any sleep.
What baby?
How can you not have heard it? It never shuts up.
I didn't know anyone had a baby around here. Are you sure it's not a cat? Next door have got one, I think.
Look, it's definitely a baby, okay?
Okay.
And, I think I saw that bloke again.
What bloke?
The creepy one from the other day. He was outside the cafe this morning when I went for my run. And then I saw him on the way home.
Come on. You run into people all the time. I bump into Mrs. Bhattacharjee 4 or 5 times a day.
Well, this guy is creeping me out. He's probably standing out there right now. Oh, my God.
What?
He actually bloody was.
What?
He was actually standing out there behind... His head was just poking out from behind the corner. But by the cost cutter.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, he's not there now.
Well, no, of course he's not, because he saw me. He's not going to stand there and have a stare off, is he?
Well, maybe we should go and have a look.
No way.
Well, all right. Well, I'll go and have a look.
No. Look, just stay here. It's fine.
You don't look fine.
I am. Look, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe he wasn't there. It was probably just a tramp or a big dog or something. I don't know. I think I'm just going to go to bed.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I just need to sleep.
I mean, maybe we should call the police or something.
No. No, it's fine. I just need to have sleep, honestly.
Well, I could come now too.
No, you're all right. I know you've been waiting to play your game. Finish the quest.
Are you sure? I've got a good chance with this one. I'm in the top 10. After this, it's cold turkey. It'll be me and you in the fresh air.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Right then. I'll just go and lie down in my bed and wait for the junkie schizo to come and knife me.
Yeah. Night-night.
What are we waiting for? We need to do something.
Oh, it's the middle of the night. I think we can have a more effective conversation tomorrow, don't you?
I'll need to know.
I just need to speak to a few more people. This needs to be carefully planned.
How many people do you need to speak to?
I'm not going to rush this, Stuart. She can't get away, if that's what you're worried about. We're on top of the passport situation. Where are you, anyway?
I've got to go.
Oi, mate, what are you doing? This is a doorway, not your sodding bedroom.
Sorry.
This is our relaxing treat day out? Going to the same beach we go to every day?
Yes, but now we're customers. The cafe is shut down.
Yeah, great business decision. We could have had a few more days trading.
Oh, come on. It's a rubbish cafe. No one goes there. Now we can practice for our new life. So let's just lie back and relax on the owl. Lovely soft shingle.
What's that?
It's a map of the mother country. Thought we could work out our itinerary. I reckon we've got a couple of months before we need to work.
Wherever you want to go is fine by me. I just want to get there.
Yeah, but you know the place.
Not really. I never went anywhere much, just the city occasionally.
So where's your hometown? It's near Sydney, isn't it?
It won't be on that map. It's too small.
Well, roughly.
Let me see. Oh, I know. There. It's that one.
Oh, wait, let me mark it.
What for? I won't forget.
Well, I don't know. We might get separated or something. I'll need to know where to go if I lose you.
That's not going to happen.
Anyway, what's this place like?
Oh, man. Beautiful. The sand is this really deep gold colour. Proper sand, not little pebbles. And the sky is just huge and really blue, like properly dark blue. And there's not too many houses, so it's all pretty green when you look up from the beach.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it is. Can we have an ice cream?
Are you serious?
Yeah, why not? I have a strawberry cornetto.
What about all the xanthan gum and saturated fats?
I've just got a craving.
You're definitely not...
No! That was quick. Man, you scared the life out of me.
Sorry. I was just passing and saw you there. Just wanted to...
What?
Make sure you're okay.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, after you fainted the other day.
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm sorry. I guess I must look a bit of a state. I didn't get much sleep.
That's okay.
Where's your boyfriend?
Over there. He'll be back any minute.
When's the wedding?
Sorry?
You said you were getting married.
Yeah, it's on Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah.
So, you got the cake and the dress and everything?
Yes, thanks. What are you, some kind of roving wedding planner?
No, I was just asking, you know. And, well, you'll need your papers as well.
Sorry?
Do you know, ID. Can't get married without identification.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, you just need to make sure everything's in order.
I'm sorry, but who are you?
Look, I just wanted to make sure you were right.
Do you know something about that girl?
What girl?
The one who nicked my stuff.
No. Look, I'll go.
Do you know her?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. I've got to go.
What's going on? Why are you packing up?
Nothing. I'm a bit cold.
Okay.
You know, people get so carried away here at the slightest bit of sunshine. It's kind of sad, really.
Well, it's a nice day.
Well, stay here then. I'm going to go home. My head hurts.
What about your ice cream?
Chuck it. I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, where have you been?
Nowhere.
You said you was going to be back last night. I had to cancel on Derek.
Sorry.
I thought you'd stopped all these months ago, Stuart. Why is it all start up again, eh? Why am I back here in your poky little flat day after sodding day while you're out doing who knows what?
It won't be for much longer. Then we'll find somewhere else to live. Maybe out in the country or something. Oh. So you won't have to see us no more.
Oh, right. The two of you gonna run a farm or something, are you?
We don't have to live in London. There are other places.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going home now, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you have to sleep?
Can you come again tomorrow?
What? Tomorrow?
Yeah. Please.
Why should I?
Please, I just need a bit more time.
When are you going to get a job?
Soon.
Soon?
So will you? Tomorrow?
All right, then. But that is it. The last time, whatever it is you're doing, we'll have to stop. I was not put here to eat pizza in front of the telly.
Thanks, Jane. Did you check that it recorded?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I put the tape with all the others.
Hello. Hi there. This is Dr. Siobhan Regan. Listen, I've got some new information for you regarding the Lisa Vincent case.
Oh, shut up!
Karen? Karen, are you okay?
What?
You were shouting.
Was I?
Please, will you let me call a doctor?
No, I'm fine.
You're so clearly not fine. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You've been in bed since yesterday. You've had a headache for days. You've hardly slept in the last week. Why wouldn't you do something about it? You might have a brain tumour.
Oh, I don't have a brain tumour.
Your head might start to swell up.
I just need to sleep.
I don't want to get married to someone with a massively swollen head.
I do not have a brain tumour.
Look, I spoke to the people at the registry office. We can postpone until next week. There's another slot.
No. No, I want to do it tomorrow.
Oh, great. You're not going to get your legs waxed, you know. You're getting married. You know, for many women, this is the most exciting day of their lives.
I know, and it is. Look, we can do something proper when we get there. On the beach or something. At dawn or underwater. Or dress up as Pac-Man, whatever you want.
I mean, even if you get through the wedding, how are you going to last a 16-hour flight?
I just need to get away from here. I'll be fine once we've gone. I want to go home.
What about your passport?
It'll be here in the morning.
It just seems crazy. Why don't we wait until you feel a bit better?
I'll be fine. I need a bit of peace and quiet.
Fine. I'll get out of your hair.
Vinny.
Look, there's some stuff still to sort out at the cafe.
Oh, look, Vinny, I'm sorry.
Give me a call if your brain starts to leak out of your ears.
Hi there. Are you Karen Lopez?
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Sergeant Foley. Can I have a quick word?
You don't look like a copper.
Oh, thanks. Well, I can show you some ID if you like. Here you go. Call me Dave.
Are you from immigration?
No. They generally look like wrestlers or white supremacists.
Well, what is it then?
It's regarding the events that took place in Victoria Station in November of last year.
Oh. Okay. I'm not making any tea, though.
Oh, that's fine. I'm trying to cut out caffeine.
Yeah, I remember because I just bought this really good blueberry muffin from one of those kiosks in the station. It was really moist, you know. Mm. And I'd noticed this girl before. She was kind of hanging around, looking at me. And it was like she hadn't slept for days, or washed for that matter.
Yeah.
I put my bags down for a second to make a call to a mate, and we were laughing about something, whatever it was we'd been doing the night before. And then I kind of felt this presence behind me. Maybe it was the smell of her, I don't know. And then she was grabbing my bags, and I managed to get hold of the strapper one, and she lapped me over the head with the other one.
Right.
Well, this is how I got this mark here.
Yeah, nasty.
And then she was gone, and my muffin was on the floor being picked up by a pigeon. So I got up and got on the train.
And you didn't tell anyone?
I didn't think anyone had seen. Plus, I was pretty woozy from the knock that she gave me. I really just wanted to get out of there.
Mm. Have you seen anyone about that?
No. Maybe I should have, because now I keep getting all these headaches.
Yeah. And so then you just got on the train to Brighton?
Yeah, I spent the night in a hostel, bought a few clothes and got my hair cut the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to the beach and met Vinny, and that was us.
Hmm.
Can't believe that was 6 months ago. Seems like a lifetime.
And can you remember anything else about the woman who took your bag? I mean, what she was wearing or anything, what she looked like?
No, it's weird. I can remember some things about her, like she seemed tired and kind of grubby. But I can't really remember her face.
Right.
It's just sort of fuzzy in my mind. I just got this feeling that she really wanted something from me. Hey, maybe it was just my muffin.
Just wanted to ask, is this woman familiar to you at all? Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just this headache. No, I don't recognise her.
So this isn't the woman who hit you over the head?
No way. This woman looks too healthy, too happy. Who is she?
A woman who was at the station at around the same time who may have been involved in a similar incident. Another Australian, actually.
Well, it wasn't her. Look, why are you investigating this all of a sudden?
We've been trying to trace the girl you describe, and we've recently received some new information.
Do you think she might be looking for me?
What makes you say that?
Well, I don't know. It's this guy. He's been hanging around a lot. I just feel like he might have something to do with her.
Hmm. What does he look like?
I don't know. About 5'8", uh-huh. Scrawny. You know, looks like the kind of guy who should keep a dog on a string.
OK, well, if you do see him again, give me a call and keep hold of that picture in case it jogs any memories.
Well, I don't remember her.
Well, she remembers you, so why don't you keep hold of it? Meanwhile, I'd just like to ask you a few more questions. So, whereabouts in Australia were you brought up?
Oh.
Are you sure you're OK? Can I get you something?
No. Look, is there any chance we can do this another time? I really could do with a lie down.
Yeah, sure. I mean, just anything that you can tell me about your life before you came to the UK would be helpful.
What does that have to do with anything?
I mean, it's just useful for us to build up a profile.
Well, why do you need to build up a profile?
Well, I mean, it's just... In fact, don't worry. I mean, if you do remember anything else, give me a call. I'll see myself out.
So what do you think?
I think we should just push ahead with the agreed strategy. Tell your guy he has to keep away from now on, though. We really need to keep control of this. I mean, I think she's almost there and I don't think he's helping.
OK, yeah, I'll tell him.
All right, well, I'll see you down by the pier in an hour.
Yeah, see you there. That's it. You really need to keep away. Do you understand?
But there's so little time. I thought if I could just...
Look, you blundering in and forcing the issue could cause permanent damage, and that's something neither of us wants, do we? We'll get her, OK?
OK.
Right, I've got to go. I think there's probably a copy of Auto Trader out there if you want something to read.
Just go, all right? I'll stay here. I promise.
She's like a little bird. She flies from A to B to see what she can see. She's far away from me.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, the cafe's closed now. I think it's going to reopen in a week as some kind of healing centre or something.
Mr. Dallas?
Yeah?
We need to have a word with you.
Oh, you were here the other day, in the really big sunglasses.
Yeah. We need to talk to you about Karen. There's something you need to know.
Yeah, just a minute! Right, that is it!
Wait, everyone!
I'm calling the police!
Oh, go in a sec, I promise! You don't have to let me in.
What do you want?
I just want to talk to you.
Why?
I'm sorry about the other day.
Yeah, well, it's becoming a pretty regular event now.
I just wanted to apologise.
Okay, accepted. I'm fine. You're sorry, goodbye.
Just hang on a sec.
What?
Do you know who I am?
I think you're the guy who's been stalking me for the last week.
I'm not stalking you!
How reassuring.
I'm not crazy, okay? Do you know why I came here in the first place?
I don't know. Was it recommended by someone in your stalking ring?
Just listen for a sec.
Okay. Go on then. I'm not taking it off the chain though.
I came here once before with someone. On a day out, 3 years ago. We missed the last train home and had to sleep on the beach because we couldn't afford a hotel. So we bought some cans of Foster's and some of those little donuts from the pier and watched the sunset over the sea. We just had one towel, an old pink one we brought from the bathroom, so we had to lie on that. I think we probably slept for about 10 minutes the whole night, it was so uncomfortable. Then we watched the sunrise again and wandered about in the lanes, looking in the shop windows. All them houses painted different colours. Everything's pretty grey back home. Then we went to get the first train back, only we had to wait till the last minute then jump the barrier because we'd only got cheap day returns.
Look, this is all beautiful stuff.
Just wait.
Now, I'm sure there are pubs full of old soaps down the front who would love to hear you reminiscing, but...
Oh. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes, I'm fine. Please, just stop asking me if I'm okay.
I just wanted to...
Look, what is it that you want from me? Did she send you... Do you want the rest of my stuff? Because I really don't have anything. There's a fiver in my purse. Do you want that?
No.
Here, have my engagement ring. It's worth 50 quid. If I can get
no,
it off...
I don't want it.
Oh, there's an Xbox. A DVD player. No. It does the Blu-ray
no.
thing.
No.
Vinny, he's got a leather jacket.
Look, I don't want anything,
then
okay?
Take the car, then. You know, it's an Escort. It's over there. It's in pretty good nick.
I want you.
What did you say?
I want you. I'm sorry.
Go away! Vinny? Vinny, are you there? Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought maybe... Are you okay?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? It's almost one in the morning. I've been calling you for hours.
Well, I almost did it. I got to the final level.
Playing that game?
But then I opened the wrong box and a bomb went off, wiped everyone out.
Vinny, why didn't you answer your phone? I've called you about 100 times.
Sorry.
He came to the flat.
Who?
The guy from the cafe. I was scared, Vinny. I wanted you to come back. Something weird is going on.
What do you mean?
A policeman came over. He was asking about what happened when I was mugged. There's something weird about it. He wanted to know all this stuff about me and he didn't really look like a policeman. I just feel like it's all connected to that girl. You know, the one who mugged me. It's like they all want something from me.
Yeah.
Is that all you can say? Yeah.
I just think you should probably get some sleep.
You haven't looked at me once since I got here. What's going on?
I'm sorry.
What for? What's happened?
I just can't do this.
You can't do what, Vinny? Have you got cold feet?
No. No.
What is it then?
They came here.
Who?
The policeman and the woman from the cafe the other day.
The one in the sunglasses?
Mm.
She's part of it too? What did they want?
I can't tell you.
What did they do to you? Vinny?
I can't. I'm sorry.
I've got to get out of here.
Just try and think of a safe place, okay? Could be a room or a place that you've visited. Do you have any idea of what that safe place might be?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, love. This is Victoria Station. You need to get off unless you want to go straight back to Brighton.
Oh, thanks. Can you tell me where I can get a train to Catford?
It would have been better if you told me straight away. You said you could handle it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It was harder than I thought.
Yeah. You look terrible. Have you had any sleep?
No.
Drink lots of water then. Ah, here they are.
Where would you like us?
Just out here for now. Right then, Vinny, if you could...
Do they need to be here?
Look, we don't know what we're going to find. Hang on. Where's the baby? I thought you were going to bring her.
Stuart changed his mind.
I didn't want to upset her.
Oh, great. All right, well, let's go in. Vinny, if you could just...
What, open it? I'm sorry, I thought you were going
to... Yeah, well, it seems a shame for me to kick it down if you've got a key.
Karen? She's gone.
Control, this is Sergeant Foley. Can we run a check on all airports for flights departing to Australia? We're looking for a woman calling herself Karen Lopez.
Hang on. Hang on.
Yes? Can I help you?
Does she live here?
Who?
That girl. Where is she?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Oh my God, I thought you was dead. What's happened to you? Why are you talking like that?
I'm Australian, what's your excuse?
Your hair, what have you done to it? I didn't recognise you.
It's called shampoo. Wait a second, I've heard your voice before.
Ahoy! Now what kind of stupid game are you playing, young lady?
Come on, where is she? What about that scrawny guy? Does he live here too?
I assume you're talking about Stuart. He's not here. He's probably out looking for you, as bloody purr. You've caused an awful lot of fuss.
I'm sorry, but you must have me confused with someone else. I don't know what it is you all want from me, but it ends here, okay?
Well, you've well and truly lost it this time. I shouldn't be surprised, I suppose, judging by your mother. I don't know where it comes from. Not my side of the family.
I want my passport back. I know it's here somewhere. She took it. She took it, and now her and what's his bloody name?
Stuart.
Her and Stuart have been trying to ruin my life, and I don't know why. I don't have any money, if that's what you want.
Oh, I know that.
I just want you to leave me alone. I'm getting out of here, and then I don't want to hear or see from any of you ever again. Do you understand?
Yeah, I get it. You look like you need a lie down.
Just give me my passport so I can get out of here.
I don't know where it is. But there is something else here you might like to see.
I think she found a way here.
She probably wasn't really aware of having made the journey. She may have just found herself on your doorstep.
Better than being arrested at the airport.
It's in this block. The lift don't work, I'm afraid.
I expect it's full of needles and piss anyway.
It's only the fourth floor up.
You took your time. She's in there.
Lisa.
Hiya.
Karen.
Who are you? Who's Karen?
I'm Mr. Dallas. Perhaps it'd be best if you stepped outside now.
But...
Dr. Regan?
Yes.
What is going on? I don't remember her being this big. She's crawling and everything.
We can talk about it later.
Karen!
Come on, Mr. Dallas. Let's step outside. I'm sure Lisa's grandmother will be happy to make you a cup of tea.
He looks like he could do with a drop of brandy.
Come on.
Stuart?
Yeah?
Did you record Home and Away for me?
Yeah. I've got them, babe. Every episode.
She's like a little bird. She flies from A to B to see what she can see. She's far away from me. We don't stop.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, the cafe's closed now. I think it's going to reopen in a week as some kind of healing centre or something.
Mr. Dallas?
Yeah?
We need to have a word with you.
Oh, you were here the other day, in the really big sunglasses.
Yeah. We need to talk to you about Karen. There's something you need to know.
You're from immigration or something?
No, you don't need to worry about that.
Well, what is it? Something happened to her?
No. It's nothing like that.
Perhaps you'd like to sit down.
Perhaps you'd like to tell me what the hell's going on.
Have you heard of fugue state?
No.
It's a type of dissociative memory disorder.
What?
It's very rare. For some reason, usually some kind of trauma, the patient will forget who they are and leave their usual surroundings. Sometimes they just wander around in a daze, but occasionally the sufferer assumes a whole new identity without really being conscious of it. It can last for anything from a couple of hours up to a number of months. And when it's over, the individual usually emerges with no clear memory of what's happened whilst they've been in the state.
Are you taking the piss?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Is there a camera somewhere? Is one of you Darren Brown?
Mr. Dallas, Karen's real name is Lisa Vincent. We've been looking for her for some months. We were beginning to think we weren't going to find her.
Lisa has a history of mental health problems. She had a very difficult childhood. Her mother left when she was young. She was raised by her grandmother. She's gone missing before, but never for this long.
This is ridiculous.
She had been getting much better. She was in a relationship. She was holding down a job. It looks as if this episode may have been triggered by the birth of their first child.
Oh, man, this is too much.
We think she stole a bag from an Australian woman she met at the station in London. And then, without really being conscious of it, took on her identity.
Look, we know this is difficult, but we thought it would be fairer if you knew in advance. We really need your cooperation. We don't want to force her out of this state. We think it's happening naturally.
What do you want me to do?
Just stay with her tonight. Comfort her. Be as normal as you can be. Tomorrow we plan to bring her daughter down here.
We think this could be Karen's last night.
can't see any camera crews.
Well, they'd probably shut the beach, wouldn't they?
No Alf and Elsa?
Elsa's been dead for ages.
Is it like how it is on TV?
Yeah, it's all right. A bit smaller.
I think she wants an ice cream, Lisa.
How can you tell?
I can see it in her eyes.
That's conjunctivitis. All right, what do you want?
It's all right, I'll go.
No, I can do it. I'm not going to run away.
OK. I'll have the Australian equivalent of a cornetto.
I think it's called a cornetto.
One of them, then. There's a little cafe over there.
Just a minute.
Take your time.
Sorry. I've just got to finish this off. The future of the human race is at stake.
Well, I wouldn't want to stand in the way of that.
Oh, screw it. They'll be all right. So, what can I...
We've met before.
Yes, I came to your flat once.
That's right, yeah, with Dr. Regan. Oh, three cornettos, please.
Yeah, I'm a friend of hers. What flavours?
Mint, vanilla and strawberry, please.
Is strawberry for you?
Yeah, how do you know?
Vendor's intuition.
Right, tell. Small world, eh? So what are you doing here?
I've just moved here. Got sick of England, I guess. This place was recommended to me. What about you?
Yeah, me too. Well, no, not moved. We're just on holiday. I would like to, though. Pretty hopeless where we're from.
Right.
I used to be obsessed with home and away. I still am a bit. Used to have this map of this beach on my wall. It's pretty sad, really.
Well, you've just caught me in the middle of a multiplayer online reality game. I think I might have sadness down to a fine art.
You look different.
Yeah, well, I've lost a bit of weight. It's the lifestyle here, I guess.
Nice beach, eh?
Yeah, proper sand.
Yeah. So, how much for these?
On the house.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, thanks. They're starting to melt, so,
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, if I don't see you, have a nice holiday.
Oh, thanks, you too. Well, I mean, well, have a nice life, I suppose.
Yeah.
Good luck with your game. Hope you manage to save mankind.
Yeah. Getting closer all the time.
It's a blue, bright blue Saturday, and the pain has started to slip away. I'm
in a bagless... In Blue Sky Thinking by Ben Lewis, Lisa, or Karen, was played by Nicholas Stapleton, Vinnie by Samuel Rukin, Stuart by Freddie White, Siobhan by Catherine Shepherd, Jean by Sandra Vaux, and Dave by Ben Lewis. It was directed by Kirsty Williams.